Paul's Towing. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Jada calling from Nation Safe Drivers. I'm calling
yes,
in reference to a dispatch we had sent over. I have the customer on the phone saying that you guys can complete the service because she needed a flatbed, correct?
Correct. So we called in, and then she had said that she wanted us to try to jump start the car, and then she just decided she was just going to wait and just have a flatbed sent out there. So the lady that I had called in and spoke with had sent the she canceled the initial call,
mm-hmm.
and then set it up for a jump start, and then we GOA'd that call because the customer left because she said that she wanted a flatbed and didn't want us to attempt to jump start it after she said that she did. And she says, okay, well, we're just going to send a flatbed out. Now she's calling me asking me when I'm going to have a flatbed out there. I said, hon, I don't have a flatbed in my fleet. And I told them that.
Okay, and when you say her, you mean the customer, not an agent from here, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, but I'm just trying to get an understanding of the situation because she's telling me something completely different.
What is she telling you?
She's just saying, she's saying that we told her that we were going to get a flatbed sent over, and I don't see that in my notes where my last agent notated that. That's why I'm calling you to get a clearer understanding of the situation. So, from my understanding, I need to cancel that dispatch,
she said,
correct?
Well, you don't need to cancel it because we still went out there. If you cancel it, we're not going to get paid for it.
Correct.
So
you all need that GOA due to not having a flatbed, correct?
Well, she claims that she requested a flatbed initially, but there's
mm-hmm.
no notes of that on our end. And the dispatcher I said that there was nothing that showed that in the call at all. And
yes,
said,
on
okay,
my end, there is no request of a flatbed. It just says requesting
correct.
A tow.
So then she said, well, I think I just need a jump start. And I said, okay, well, we can do that while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I called in to speak with the lady, she says, well, if you're going to jump start it, we can't do it on the same PO. We have to cancel out this PO because this was set up as a tow. I said, well, why can't you just change your service on the PO? And she says, well, that's not how it works on our end. I said, okay, well, whatever you got to do. So she canceled out the first one. And while she was in the process of sending over the second PO for the jump start, the woman says to the woman being the member says, never mind, I don't want you to jump start it. Just have him send out a flatbed.
Okay.
And then she got in her car and left.
Okay, yes. And so she's telling me, she's asking for a flatbed to be sent out to the vehicle, but now she's saying it's going to be an unattended tow. And I'm trying to explain to her that that unattended tow is going to be a whole other procedure, you know. So either she'll be able to come back to that vehicle or not.
Where her car is and where she's got, you're going to have a hard time even finding somebody who's going to do an unattended. And
mm-hmm.
even if that's the case, the keys are going to need to be with the vehicle. I mean, this thing is literally sitting on the side of the road with cars whizzing by it.
Yeah, that's what I was explaining to her. An attendant tow was going to be a whole nother procedure than her being there. So thank you for the information. I will explain that to her further and make sure you guys get that GOA.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.